At the Zoo, Part 2. They went to see more animals. They saw more cages outside a house. Inside the cages, there were many different kinds of monkeys. Some monkeys were as large as Daniel. Some were small. Some had long tails. Some had short tails. A mother monkey carried a baby monkey in her arms. The monkeys with long tails were playing in the trees. They jumped. They ran. They swung up and down. Some monkeys were sitting or sleeping on the ground. One monkey was playing in water, and one monkey was eating vegetables and fruit.
"I like the monkeys," said Anna.
"Me too,"
said Daniel.
"Monkeys are funny. I like to see them jump and play together."
"That's the way God made them," said Grandmother.
"Let's go see another animal that likes to jump,"
said Daniel.
"Kangaroos,"
said Anna.
"That kangaroo is large. He is taller than you are, Grandma."
The kangaroo hopped on its two back legs. It had a big tail. Near it was a smaller kangaroo. It was eating some plants. Another kangaroo hopped slowly between the two kangaroos.
"Do kangaroos run?"
asked Anna. "No, they don't," said Grandmother. "Kangaroos hop all the time. They can hop very fast."
"Look, Grandma," said Anna. "That is a mother kangaroo. She has a baby kangaroo in front of her."
"That's the way she carries her baby. She can hop away very fast so that other animals can't hurt her baby," said Grandmother. "Here is another animal," said Grandmother. "This one lives in the water and on the land. It can swim fast and it can run fast."
"Where is it?"
asked Daniel.
"I don't see an animal."
"Look beside the plants," said Grandmother. "Do you see some eyes?"
"I see them,"
said Daniel.
"It's a crocodile. I see another crocodile on the land. It is beside the water."
"I see the crocodiles,"
said Anna.
"They have big teeth. They have long tails. They have long bodies. They are very large animals. Grandma, pick me up and carry me, please."
"The crocodiles can't hurt you. They are inside their cage. We are outside the cage,"
said Daniel.
"Look, I see some baby crocodiles. Do you see them?"
asked Grandmother.
"Where are they? I don't see them,"
said Daniel.
"They are between the mother crocodile and the tree," said Grandmother.
"I see them. What does the mother crocodile have in her mouth?"
asked Anna.
"She has a baby crocodile. She is carrying him to the water. That is the way mother crocodiles carry their babies," said Grandmother.
"That's the way God made them, right?"
asked Daniel. Grandmother nodded her head.
"Look, here is a house. What is inside the house? May we go inside?"
asked Daniel. They went inside the house. There were many small cages with many different kinds of snakes. Some were large and some were small. The snakes were many different colors. Some had spots and some had stripes. Some snakes were on a tree branch. One snake was between two rocks, and one snake was beside some water. All the snakes were sleeping.
"Why are all the snakes sleeping?"
asked Daniel.
"Snakes sleep during the day and look for food at night,"
said Grandmother.
That's the way God made them,
said Daniel and Anna.
That's right, said Grandmother.
They went out of the house.
It's time to go home, said Grandmother. Do you want to take two animals home with us?
What animals may we take home with us?
Asked Daniel.
Any animal that you can carry, said Grandmother.
Anna carried a giraffe. Daniel carried a monkey. Everyone was happy.